Hey, good morning. Good Saturday to you, Sower Nation. It is, what is the date today? It's January the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Why do I do this every day? Why am I so focused on what day it is? Because every day matters. I'm not wanting to put pressure on you. I'm wanting to say, wake up and realize that this is the day that the Lord has made, and it's not coming back. And every day, it's like, if you can sow one seed today, one seed, that's a day in the future when something's rumbling under the ground and then coming up through the soil and growing. And, you know, not all seeds make it. In fact, most don't make it, but that's not the point. The point is that some do. And this is what we're doing here. We're sowing. We're sowing the goodness, the love, the joy, the compassion, the care of Jesus. He's coming to you and through you to another person always, every single day, every single encounter possibly. That's what being awake is about. So, yeah, that's why I do it. It's Saturday. It's another sowing day. And got some goodness. Dad's with me today. We're going to be singing. And let's not skip consecration as I've done lately, but let's begin there. Wake up, sleeper. Yeah. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, we're in the house now. The store is open. It's time for revelation and response. That's the recipe for transformation. Let's just turn our eyes upon Jesus now. Today's entry is entitled, On the Houses That Build Us. And our text is chapter 24 of Proverbs. I want you to read that whole chapter. Listen to it, read it. It's full of wisdom. We're going to zero in on verses 3 and 4. Hear now the word of the Lord. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's text took me straight to the home of my grandparents, 305 South Adams. I was blessed to grow up in a multi-generational farming family who all lived in the same small town, Dumas, Arkansas. I lived less than a mile from my grandparents, whom I affectionately called Meemaw and Peepaw. One of the great gifts of my children, I wonder what you called your grandparents. What do your grandchildren call you? One of the great gifts of my childhood was growing up in and around Meemaw and Peepaw's house. It was a house built by wisdom. Though they could have afforded a much larger home, they enjoyed the simplicity of living smaller. The house of three bedrooms and three baths couldn't have been more than a couple of thousand square feet. Probably less than that. There was the boys' room where my dad and Uncle Martin grew up. Me mom Peepaw's room. A guest room. A den. A formal living room. A dining room. And a breakfast room. All seven rooms knew their purpose well and served the family for decades with profound consistency. I remember not a single remodeling project. They never upgraded the appliances. Everything had its place, and it all worked together with a style and beauty that had everyday functionality. They established this house with the collective understanding of the generations of wisdom it takes to make a home. You heard the text. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Now, then there were the rare and beautiful treasures. I remember the ornately crafted headboard with the four tree-like posts that made up Meemaw and Peepaw's own double bed, okay? Like, I sleep by myself in a king-size bed, and Meemaw and Peepaw slept in a double bed all those years. Then there was that one-of-its-kind hall tree with the rust-flecked mirror in the middle and all those tree-like branches on which Peepaw's curated collection of cowboy hats and fedoras hung. Peepaw had no hair. He always wore a hat. And the marble tabletop that served as the garrison for the umbrellas and walking canes, which doubled as mine and Lee's swords. The things they bought for that home, while probably not expensive, held exquisite value. Then there was the boys' room with those dressers still holding the treasures of the sons' growing up years, pocket knives and money clips, Air Force stripes from their uniforms, and shotgun shells. Their lives, my dad and Uncle Martin, the Walt brothers, their lives spread out before us along the walls, chronicled in vintage-framed, simple, black-and-white photographs. I'd love to tell you about the breakfast room and the oak table the family dined around for over a century, even preceding them. You know, life's truest treasures, like wisdom, gain their value not by what they cost, but from the worth conferred on them by their holder. Rarity has less to do with limited editions and everything to do with the stories infused into the life of an object. Reflecting on today's text and this analogy of wisdom with a well-built house has me thinking, I want my life to possess the qualities of my grandparents' home, a place of spacious simplicity and well-worn wisdom, a place where everything was old from the first day and yet seemed to ever renew itself with each passing year. Everything aged, yet nothing seemed to get older. That's what the wisdom and knowledge of God are like. They shape our lives like a well-built house, filling our years with rare and beautiful treasures. Wow, I love that. God takes me back. makes me think of that Miranda Lambert. I mentioned it today, singing with Dad, Miranda Lambert song. You know, she goes up to her old house she grew up in, and she says, could I come in? This is where I grew up. She pointed to her handprints down on the concrete. You know, those were her handprints and her feet print as a kid. And she says in the song, I thought if I could touch this place or feel it, this brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. And then this, if I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. It's such a powerful song. Everybody, that's what I love about country music, guys. It's three chords and the truth. Wow. Thank you, Miranda Lambert, for that. A little tear jerk today. Let's pray. Abba, Father, unless you build and furnish the house, we who build it labor in vain. Build our homes by your wisdom and furnish our lives with the treasure of your words. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The journal prompts today. I hope you'll journal about what's come into your remembering today. What memories does the story of my grandparents' home evoke in you? Consider your own home. What stories might your children and or your grandchildren tell to future generations? Now consider, more importantly, your own life. How is my life and your life being built like a home whose rooms are furnished with wisdom and knowledge and treasure? Wow. You know, the other day, I think I talked about making like scripture texts being houses that we go stay in. Like maybe there's a verse that's a cabin, and maybe there's a chapter that's a house, and then there's a backyard. Maybe there's another verse that becomes the fire pit out in the backyard. Just kind of take it in an imaginative direction. We want to get the Bible out of the book and just flowing in our imagination with wisdom, with beauty, with picture and imagery and metaphor and story. That's it. Over the centuries, it's gotten turned into something else many times. It's time to just let it gently take it back and say, Lord, this isn't our book, it's your book. You unfold it for us, open it for us. Well, there's lots more I'd like to say about this. And I think I'll hand it over to Dad here and we'll do some singing together. Hey, well, it's going to be a good Saturday today because we got a great singer here with us and we got a great song to sing. You know, Dad, in the wake-up call today, I'm having to hold my mic up. It's wilting on me, but I talked about Proverbs. We were in chapter 24, and there's the text says, by wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. And I told the story about me, my people's house, in the boys' room. What do you remember about that old house?
Well, Martin and I lived there all during our school years with Mother and Daddy. And it wasn't a fancy house, but it was a good house. And it was a warm house. and we enjoyed it. It was right there, right in town, and we really enjoyed it.
Well, it wasn't a fancy house, but it was a good house. It was a house wisdom built. It was
a nice house. In fact, Linda's living in it now.
Aunt Linda, yes, exactly right. She and Uncle Martin lived in there.
Yeah, they did.
And we love going over there, don't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because a good home is filled special. With good memories.
It is. It was full.
I like that country song where she sings about the house that built me. That's one of my favorite country songs. And she's going back to her house after she's grown up, and she goes up to the door. She didn't even know who lives there. She says, you know, could I just come in? I won't take nothing but a memory of the house that built me.
Yeah.
And I love that. Hey, look who's here. Mom just came in. Mom, we need you to sing with us today. She's a great singer. But you know what made me also think about wisdom? By wisdom, a house is built.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about our house. Who built the house you live in now? Who put that whole thing together? You talk about her all the time.
Susan.
That's right. Wisdom in the scriptures, wisdom is personified as a woman. Sophia, that's the name, wisdom.
Uh-huh.
And she built that house with wisdom, didn't she?
Yep. Susan's a good builder.
She thought of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build the house and the house builds you.
Right.
It's kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we singing today?
Onward, Christian Soldier.
Whose favorite hymn is that?
That was Daddy's, Mama's.
So we're going to sing it in kind of a celebration of them and the house they built that built mm-hmm. us. And today we're going to sing the first three verses. We usually don't do that, but it's really long. And you got things to do today, so you got to do some sewing. You ready?
I'm ready.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's head doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Christians, lift your voices, let your anthems raise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Number three, last verse. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Christians, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. That's a good one.
Yep. That's enough.
That was a good one. Well, we got to get out on the field. It's Saturday, but it's going to be a different field today. You may be back in the back 40. You may be seeing people you don't normally see, but be ready to encourage them and take plenty of seed. Don't ever want to run out of seed, do you, Dad?
No way.
Well, for the awake, say again.
I'm David Walt.
I'm John David Walt, and we'll see you on the field.
Amen.